105.7 KOZC, Reno's Classic Rock. It is our old friend Matthias. Matthias!
Hey, Max. Hey, everybody. Here's Matthias from Germany coming to your place very soon.
Man, you know, let's go back in the Wayback Machine. Let's go back to the Blackout Tour. The Scorpions play Reno at Mackey Stadium with Iron Maiden and Girls School. We first meet. The moment I shook your hand, I knew that I'm going to know this guy forever. And here we are today.
Exactly. It's amazing, huh?
Yeah,
now I'm with the band now for 40 years, and it feels like just a very short period of time.
Well, last we spoke, we talked about how, you know, it was the farewell tour, and you guys were thinking, you know, let's call it a day. And as you went on this tour, dates kept getting added, and one of the things that you noticed was in the audience, most of the people were under 25 and just discovering the Precision Metal Makers from Hanover, West. Well, it's not West Germany anymore. It's Hanover, Germany.
I mean, what can I say? You know, I'm so glad that, you know, it turned out to be a wrong advice anyway. We never had the idea from ourselves to call it the last tour in 2010. Wow. It was a management idea. And, you know, we noticed during the tour, you know, we enjoy it way too much to stop, and the fans don't want to let us go anyway. You know, never mind all the promoters from around the world. They said, are you crazy? And so now, many years later, we just come off a very, very successful summer European tour, played the biggest outdoor places, even stadiums. Everything sold out, and we are having like a blast. We're having such a great time. And, you know, now coming back to the States, you know, looking forward to that, and, you know, it's almost like it's getting better and better all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no more thought about, you know, stopping soon.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the farewell tour when you were here last at the Reno Event Center. One of the coolest things I have ever seen incorporated in a show. Okay, James Cotta goes into his drum solo, and it takes him on a journey through the album covers. And I was in such awe, and I kicked myself in the rear so many times because I wish that I would have pulled my iPhone out and recorded just that passage right there. It was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. Of course, now James Cotta has left, and who'd you get? Mickey Novak from Motorhead.
Yes, Mickey D. Fits in so well. He's with us now almost 2.5 years. James, unfortunately, you know, had a few health problems that he could not continue. I know he's better now, but we have a great time with Mickey now, and he's such a powerhouse, and, you know, we can really rely on him 100%, and he's a funny guy, too, and, you know, he has a lot of experience from being with Motorhead for 20 years or something,
right.
And so he's been through a lot of, like, tough situations, I'm afraid, and he must feel like he's in paradise with a scorpion, and... you know, so it just works out great. And he's, you know, funny, and, you know, we all get along so well. The vibe on tour is just amazing, and he's great.
Yeah.
Fits right in.
Yeah, it's funny. I said Mickey Novak. That's a friend of mine from 98 Rock in Sacramento, and we were talking the other day about the excitement, because he's going to the show, and the excitement of seeing you guys back on stage. And, of course, South Lake Tahoe, it's kind of like a trip to Bavaria for you guys. I mean, there's pine trees. There's a beautiful lake. It's right on the South Shore. It's just going to be an amazing night. And who are you bringing with you? Your old friends, Queensryche.
Yes. Yeah, Queensryche, back on the road. You know, we played with them like 2 or 3 years ago, quite an extensive tour. And they are great guys, and they, you know, they're good musicians, and they have a new album out. So they will have a new set of songs, and looking forward to that, and looking forward to seeing them again. You know, because we really got along great, and so this won't change on this tour, I'm afraid. And so, yeah, great. We have a great package. And it's the first time that we actually play at the lake. We've been there, like, driving around, but we never really played a show there. I think the closest one was Reno.